I'm Gene DeLisio with a Merriwood Conference sports update for Thursday, December 11th from WOSQFM.com. In college basketball action on Wednesday, the UW River Falls women's basketball team beat Edgewood College of Madison 70-41. Auburndale's Anna Marie Owie had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks, and 2 steals in that contest for River Falls. Here is the Merriwood Conference North Division All-Conference Girls Volleyball Team for this season. Players on the first team are Cyree Hartwig of Athens, Faith Spurl and Celia Schindler of Abbotsford, Talia Scheitower and Tessa Week of Rib Lake, Leah Lord of Prentice, and Annika Tobias of Phillips. On the second team, Lauren Harris, Kaylee Clement, and Marilyn Hammock, all of Abbotsford, Megan Kamarek and Madeline Anderson of Rib Lake, Layla Staroba of Phillips, and Jalen Brunell of Shawamigan. On the honorable mention team, Carly Eckert and Brindley Lewis of Athens, Riley Potavels and Campbell Broadhagen of Abbotsford, Cameron Glenzer and Madeline Blomberg of Rib Lake, Piper Heikkinen and Sophie Staroba of Prentice, Mia Hartline and Rayleigh Williams of Phillips, Angelina Baybo and Abigail Brenholt of Shawamigan. The Conference Player of the Year is Faith Spurl of Abbotsford, Coach of the Year John Keeger of Abbotsford. The Merriwood Conference North Division All-Conference Girls Volleyball Team for this season. High school hockey action on Thursday. The Shawamigan Phillips hockey team takes on Rhinelander in Park Falls Thursday at 6 p.m. A college wrestling score in from Wednesday. UW Lacrosse beat Eau Claire in a dual match 23-12. Wrestling for lacrosse at 285, Stratford's Carter Lewick lost his match by a 10-7 decision. Well, Auburndale's Mickey Vandehay pitched in the Chicago White Sox farm system in the 1960s. After pitching for Auburndale High School for 4 seasons, including the Auburndale team that went to the WIAA state tournament back in 1963.
It was all one class back then, and we played. I can remember first time I was a freshman. I came in relief against, I think we were playing in our games in Junction City. But I got in against Wausau, which was a good ball club, and I had some success. And we played, you'd run up against Point in a tournament. And our junior year, we went to the state tournament. But unfortunately, I had hurt my arm in the regionals. And we got to the state tournament, and I couldn't do it. I tried for an inning. We were playing Kenosha, and we got behind, and I was playing, I don't remember where I was, probably left field or someplace. I stayed in the game playing right-handed, and we had a chance to win the game in the last inning, and you remember these things. I took a call third strike, and all I had to do was swing the bat, and I saw the pitch so clearly. But you remember those things. But you can't have everything go your way all the time. I had immense success. I had a lot of support from people in the media, especially Bob Stevenson at the News Herald. He was everybody's best fan. I mean, what he did with that paper, and I don't know how many games he saw every night, but he had write-ups of the games, pictures, the whole ball of wax, you know, no computers, no nothing. And it was a different time, but it was fun.
Former Auburndale High School sports standout Mickey Vandehay. And that is our Merriwood Conference sports update for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.